You're listening to SBS News.
In the Baltic Sea near Sweden and Denmark, methane gas can be seen bubbling to the ocean surface from major leaks in two Russian gas pipelines. European authorities are investigating the Nord Stream 1 and 2 pipeline leaks detected after underwater explosions. Sweden's outgoing Prime Minister, Magdalena Andersson, says initial intelligence points to sabotage.
At the same time, it's important to point out that these detonations did not take place in Swedish or Danish territorial waters, but in our country's economic zones. And Nord Stream 1 and 2 are also not owned by Sweden or Denmark. It is not a matter of an attack on Swedish or Danish territory.
Denmark's Prime Minister, Mette Frederiksen, has described the leaks as a deliberate act.
It's an extraordinary situation. It's an unusual situation. And there are three leaks, even with some distance between. And therefore, it is difficult to imagine that it would be a coincidence. But it is too soon to conclude yet.
The two pipelines have been at the center of geopolitical tensions following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The pipeline's operator, Russian energy giant Gazprom, progressively reduced the volumes of gas being delivered by Nord Stream 1 until it shut the pipeline completely at the end of August, blaming Western sanctions for the delay of necessary repairs. The Russian government says it's extremely worried about the damage to the pipelines. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov says an investigation is needed.
No cause can be ruled out right now. It's clear that there is damage to the pipeline. We can't exclude any version of events regarding the reason for this before the results of the official investigation.
Ukraine, however, has blamed the Russian government, saying it was nothing more than a terrorist attack planned by Russia and an act of aggression towards the EU. The timing of the leaks has drawn comments. Poland's foreign minister, Zbigniew Frau, noting the explosions came after Russia lost operational initiative on the ground in Ukraine and as the pipeline began working again. The location of the blasts, he suggests, also meaningful.
The explosions took place very close to the Danish territorial waters, but not within the Danish territorial waters. Because if this were the case, this would be an intrusion into the NATO territory.
While not currently in operation, the pipelines both contain gas. The leaks will continue for several days until all the gas has escaped. Germany's environmental monitor has expressed concern about the environmental impact. Its managing director, Sascha Müller-Kreiner, says methane is a major driver of climate warming.
Methane is a highly potent greenhouse gas. Over 20 years, it has 84 times the greenhouse effect of CO2. And that is why it is, of course, a huge problem when one or two pipelines filled with methane release the methane into the sea and then into the air.
Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.